It's a flashback
song.
Oh,
yes. How true it is, though, right? Don't you think?
That's
everybody
right.
needs somebody to love. And we're talking about love, relationships, and singleness today with Dr. Linda Mental. She is the relationship doctor and a regular guest of ours here on Faith Radio Mornings.
So, Linda, the statistics and the numbers are changing drastically with social media and everything else. It's good to take a look at how, I guess, singles view relationships. And you found the survey of more than 5,000 singles. Tell us a little bit about some of the findings from this survey.
Yeah, this survey came from Match.com, and it was a big survey, as you mentioned, 5,000 singles. And I think it's good to look at how the attitudes in dating or how the attitudes towards relationships are changing in our culture, because then the church needs to keep abreast of that and to be speaking to these issues. It's one of the reasons why I look at this is I want to see how does this line up with a biblical worldview. So some of the findings that were in that survey were that 86% of people have no more issue with interracial marriage. 80% also think that interfaith marriage is fine today. So that's a big boost in those two things from years past. Now this one, 76%, so that's almost 80% of people, think that if you have a longtime live-in partner, that's perfectly okay. So that gets to the whole idea, does marriage matter? Is it really that important to get married, or can you just live with somebody? Well, obviously that has really changed over the decades that I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
76% is pretty high. And then, of course, we would not be surprised by 65% of the people surveyed, and these are, you know, people 18 and older, say that same-sex marriage is absolutely fine and acceptable. And I think that would be no surprise based on what's going on in our culture and how even the laws are changing and the mm-hmm. recent mandates. We just had this happen in Virginia where a judge in Norfolk overturned the ban on same-sex marriages in Virginia. It'll probably go to the Supreme Court, but that is happening all over the country. And then 53%, and this is kind of related to the live-in partners, or not, or just having a baby. And I think Hollywood has really influenced this. 53% say having children outside of marriage, perfectly okay. That's half.
Yeah.
And when I see that, I get real concerned because we know that children need a stable, loving home with a mother and a father. And it's just the best place to raise children. So that is a big concern when I see that half of the people think it's not that necessary to have another person in the home and that single parenting or having a dual parent without having to get married and make that commitment is perfectly okay.
Dr. Linda, just curious what your thoughts are when we maybe get into a discussion with somebody that says, no, it's okay. You know, it's fine to just have one mom or one dad in a home. I mean, people are doing it all the time and kids are fine. What do you say to them? How can we respond?
I quote the research that shows that kids just don't do that well in those circumstances, that there's a clear delineation in the research of kids doing better academically, kids doing better with their health, kids doing better with their emotions, and kids doing better with their love relationships. You know, it's so interesting to me that one of the main reasons that people live together rather than get married is because they themselves are children of divorce. They've seen the trauma and the heartache that comes with having your parents divorced. So they think, well, I just won't get married. I'll live with somebody, mm-hmm. and that will prevent divorce. Yet, the statistics say that if you live with somebody, your risk of getting divorced is way higher than if you go ahead and marry that person. So the very thing they're trying to prevent, they're putting themselves more at risk for by taking that strategy.
And I think that happens. I think that weighs into a lot of these different categories too. If it's generational, you know, if your parents,
right.
if you didn't have both parents in the home, that's your norm. And
right.
It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it healthy for everybody involved. But it's kind of like your normal, isn't it?
Yeah, and that may be why we're seeing those numbers rise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the positive side, what did come out in that survey is that 78% of people, I don't know why this isn't even higher, think that a sexually open marriage is not okay.
Mm.
So
okay.
We would hope that 100% of
yes,
people would
right.
think that, but that's still pretty high, 78%. The one that kind of surprised me was 62% of singles said they do not want long-distance marriages. They don't like that. They think those are not okay. Probably because they don't work, typically tend to work, because it's hard to maintain that emotional bond and that intimacy bond when you're not seeing someone on a regular base. And then the kind of funnier one in here, it's not funny, but 56% said that married couples sleeping in separate bedrooms, absolutely a taboo.
So, that was a big
problem.
It's
okay to live with someone. It's okay to have a child without, you know, getting married, but don't you dare be in separate bedrooms in that home. And then this one, I was really glad to see this. So again, you know, in my dream state, I would like this to be 100%. But 20% did say that, let's put it on the positive, 80% disagreed with the idea of having sex on a first date. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like that to be 100% because I don't know that having sex on a first date is ever a good idea. Mm-hmm. And certainly scripturally, it's not a good idea. It's not what God wants us to do.
Well, and that's still higher than I would have maybe even thought, though, with the hookup culture and everything else, too. So 80% actually seems really pretty good.
They're disagreeing with it. Now, whether they follow up with that with behavior, it doesn't say, but at least in attitude.
Yeah.
And then, as you would, since you mentioned sort of the hookup culture and then social media gets involved here, about 40% of women and 48% of men say they have sent a sexually explicit text message to someone. And 36% of women and 35% of men, so it's pretty even, have sent a sexy photo. So this whole idea of sexting is taking on a little bit of groundswell. That's almost half of the people who were surveyed said they've done that.
Dr. Linda Mental again offering her thoughts with us here today on singleness and relationships on Faith Radio Mornings. So in wrapping up then, in conclusion here, Dr. Linda, the idea might seem old-fashioned to the culture of marriage, but it is a God-ordained institution that hasn't changed and won't change no matter what the culture says, right?
That's right. And I think all you have to do is go to a youth group and survey the kids in the youth group, and you'll find that this survey matches up to the kids even in the Christian church. So what we need to be doing is we need to be talking about why these findings are a problem, and we need to be pulling out the Bible. We need to be showing our kids and our young singles why these are issues and what God's Word has to say about this, and not that God is this God who puts his thumbprint on you and says, don't have any fun, but that there are consequences for these behaviors, and God is looking out for you. He's looking out for your emotional, your spiritual, and your physical health in a lot of these cases with sexual activity. So that this isn't an old-fashioned idea. This is a protective idea, and God wants the best that he has for you. And I've never heard a single say to me, I waited for my partner, and I was so upset that I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard people say, I'm so glad that I didn't give in to that temptation when I could have, when everyone around me was doing stuff, because it made it so worth it when I did wait for that special someone and it came into my life. Mm-hmm. So we have to encourage people to look at God's Word and to see what he says about all of this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Linda. Great topics today on singles and relationships, that survey, and then discouragement if you're not in love. We'll link up this blog on our website, too. Blessings to you, and if you can, enjoy the snow and stay warm and safe.
Well, I'll stay warm and safe, but I never enjoy the snow. You guys stay safe as well.
All
right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're back tomorrow at 6 a.m. here on Faith Radio Mornings. God bless.